Have you ever heard the expression that fear, F-E-A-R, is false evidence appearing real? Have you ever thought about what that could actually mean? We're going to explore that today on The Spiritual American. We Americans enjoy a wonderful and powerful way of life. But internally and in relationships, we may wish for better. Join me as we look beneath the surface and gain insights to transform every aspect of your life. My name is Dr. Ann O'Hare, and this is The Spiritual American. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Today, we're going to talk about fear and reality. This can be a very deep topic, but what I'm going to do today is I'm going to describe the world of fear, the experience of fear. What do we experience when we are living in a world that is powered by fear, let's say? Okay? Let's say that we are living in a world right now that's generated, the fear generates this world. Fear is generating. You could say fear generates jealousy. You could say fear generates anger. You could say fear generates sorrow. Fear generates being manipulative. Like if someone's really peaceful and happy, they probably wouldn't kill somebody, right? So we can kind of intuitively sense that there's a difference. What I'm going to assert today is that we are living in a world where fear is the primary energy. And then I'm going to say that there is another energy. There's another way that the world can run. And I have three different types of attitude that we can generate to try to tap into that natural, peaceful world energy that's possible. So, first one is the world we're living in now. Now, we're all here. We've all been here a long time, and we're all looking at what's going on in the world. And I can talk about all kinds of different things. There's wars, there's this, there's that, everything going on right now, relationships, money, sorrow, illness, all kinds of stuff is happening. What I'd like to do now is I'd like to just describe, I wrote down a few things here. What is the qualities of this world that's run by fear? So one is chaos. It's chaotic. It's too full, like there's 8 billion souls on the planet right now. So if you're in a room, like basically a normal size room, and you have maybe 15 people in the room, you're going to feel one way. But if you have 700 people in the same room, it's going to feel very different. So, and I'm not talking about population of bodies necessarily. I'm talking about the amount of human beings that are sharing our spiritual awareness at this time is 8 billion souls here that are human, and we're all sharing at some level. That's a lot. That's a lot going on. Fast thinking. Have you noticed that our thoughts move very quickly? Fast moving thoughts. So there's a lot of thinking. There's a lot of energies, different energies, and there's fast moving thinking. Next one is emotions. A lot of emotions, a lot of upset, like feeling disturbed. There's another episode on moods. Maybe I'll put it here. So about moods, and sometimes nothing can be wrong and I'll just start feeling bad. Like what's that about? So you can check out that episode about moods and understand how we can deal with that, you know, effectively. The other thing is confusion, low self-respect. So confusion would mean like, I don't feel stable. I don't know where to turn. I don't know what's true. I don't know how to maybe make decisions for myself. I have trouble with self-care and so forth. The other thing is low self-respect, dependency. This is a big one. Dependency. I'm going to say right here, that spirituality, one of the primary aims of spirituality is to become independent, to finish dependency. Dependency is a state where I believe I need something and I'm believing that something else is now responsible for fulfilling that need. That is a fundamentally weak position to be in. And it's not based in reality. It's based in fear. And it's based in incorrect information. But in a fearful world, that's how we feel. We're dependent. Others are dependent on us. We're dependent on others. For our feelings, for maybe for physical needs and so forth. There's a lot of dependency going on. Vices. So what are the vices? If you're Christian or Catholic, you know the seven deadly sins, but we say there's five vices: lust, anger, greed, ego, attachment. So those five vices in a world of fear are going to be exploding. Lust exploding, greed, anger, attachment, ego, exploding, exploding. We can see greed running rampant right now. We can see lust running rampant. We can see anger running rampant, right? Ego, attachment. Attachment sometimes is a little bit subtle that we don't notice it because we think it's normal. It's normal. But in a fear-based world, that attachment becomes a hindrance. I can't be happy because I need, or I'm dependent on, or I'm attached to. And I can't free myself. I can't feel happy or free because of that. Another one is illness. So in a fear-based world, there's a lot of illness. That's not to say nobody ever gets sick here. But the point is that we know even from science that the more stressed you are, the more negative, whatever, the more chances you are of getting sick, right? Because the immune system and the body respond to emotional energy. And whatever thoughts you're having and whatever how you're using your mind and your feelings are affecting the body. Very subtle level. Hormones, chemicals, everything is being affected. Sorrow. So in a fearful world, sorrow will be supreme. And maybe we've experienced this, that no matter what we do, and actually this was part of my inspiration for doing this podcast. I feel like there's millions of people out there who feel like I'm doing the right thing. I'm following the rules. I'm being a good person. I'm making money. I'm honest. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm taking care of my family. Why am I not happy? Why am I still unhappy? Why do I feel like something's wrong all the time? And why do I feel trapped? And what's going on? And then we go on the journey of self-help and we go on the journey of this and that and this and that. And then, but nothing ever seems to completely work because we're living in a world that fear is running the world. That's the energy. So I would like to now offer three awarenesses that we can practice that will take us out of the world of fear kind of consciousness and bring us into what I'm going to call reality or natural, let's say, the natural world, the natural state of how we can be, our natural potential of how we can be. And the world can be like that too, but we have to change. Consciousness happens first, then the world changes, right? So that's the fear one. We just went through that. So here's the three aspects, the three awarenesses that we can practice. The first one is, I am a soul and my nature is peace. So what is that one doing? In the fear-based world, I'm thinking I'm a body, I'm dependent, I need this, I need that, I can die, all this stuff. And so, of course, I'm going to have fear in that awareness. So when I practice this other one, I am a soul and my nature is peace. I'm a soul means I'm eternal. Everything else is changing and moving, but I, the soul, am still. I am present. I'm here. I'm the soul. I am the energy. I am the living consciousness. And my nature is peace. So I'm telling myself that I'm afraid. Here is the fear, but I'm telling myself I'm peaceful. So it's a different energy. the energy of peace, the energy of truth, the energy of self-awareness. So that's one awareness that we can practice. And that awareness that I just said, I am a soul and my nature is peace, is the fundamental sentence to practice Raja Yoga meditation. That's the fundamental sentence. You could say that to yourself all day long, actually. Remind myself, I am a soul, I am the living consciousness, my nature is peace. By the way, when I'm saying world, I don't necessarily mean the physical world, right? It's my world inside my mind, yeah? So the world inside my mind ruled by fear, and this is what I experience. And now I'm trying to get into my natural state of mind, my natural state, original state, pure state. Okay, so that was one. Second one is, I exist, and everything's okay. So it's kind of like if I practice being in meditation, if I practice being the point of light, everything else is gone. The world has disappeared out of my awareness. I know it's not really gone, but right now I'm not paying attention to it. I am the point of light, and there's the world of light, and I'm just there. I'm the soul. I exist. There's never a time that I'm not aware that I exist. In the Bible, it says, I am, right? I am, I exist. So I exist. Now, to practice this one, you got to really become quiet. So quiet, 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 peace, 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 still, 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 still. I exist. And everything's okay. One of the visualizations I used for this one, everyone can use different ones. I know one yogi who used like going into a nature scene, like a tundra that's completely isolated or a forest that's totally isolated and you're alone and you get used to being alone. Like I exist, I'm okay, and everything's okay. So you get used to being in existence. You get used to being with yourself, being yourself without that fear, right? Without it, you're okay. Everything's okay. For me, what helped me was to imagine that I was in space, like in a spacesuit, let's say, and I'm floating in space and the spaceship leaves and it's just me floating in space. Then maybe I'd be fearful at first because there'd be whatever would be left in me. But ultimately, I'd be able to see, wow, I'm here. I exist. I'm okay. I exist and I'm okay. Everything's okay. So that's the second awareness. The third awareness is I'm happy just being alive. So being alive is enough to be happy. Think about that one. If that one makes sense, if that feels pure, very pure. Think about birds and keep using birds. Birds are a nice example for nature. Birds, I mean, are they happy? Well, they look like they're enjoying themselves. And the animals and so forth in their natural environment, they're just alive. They're okay. And they're alive and they're enjoying themselves. So there's enjoyment. There's happiness just being alive. So can I tell myself, can I be happy just being alive? That's a very pure awareness, by the way. It's a very pure awareness. All of these are pure awarenesses. And I'm going to say there are natural states, natural state of being peaceful, natural state of being in existing, and natural state of being happy. Now, take those three things. You have three things now to look at, and now 50 bazillion things over here, right? This stuff is not going to go away right away. This fear-based world is not going to leave right away. But the name of this episode is Fear and Reality. So I'm going to invite you all to play with these three awarenesses like that's the reality. Like that's the pure essence of who I am and the real world. Not real. This is still the real world, but the pure world, let's say. The pure world is based on that. And that I can generate that consciousness now. So let's practice quickly these three consciousnesses in a quick meditation. So sit quietly, relax the body. Just listen to a lot of information. Now we're going to go into silence, relax. And imagine there's a little point of light here, the soul, the sparkling star. So first awareness, I am a soul and my nature is peace. So looking at the star and letting myself feel the peace as I'm saying these sentences in my mind. I am a soul and my nature is peace. And now gently pull your awareness in even more. Tiny, 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 tiny point of light. There's nothing else here but me. I exist. And everything's okay. I exist. And everything is okay. And now gently and peacefully widen your awareness now to include the body. So now I'm back in my human awareness now. I'm a human being with a body and a life. And I tell myself now, I'm happy just being alive. Just being in a body, breathing, living here, present, with a family, in the world. I'm happy just being alive. I'm alive. And that's enough. I'm happy. See if I can connect with that feeling now. Everything else is gone. All I need is just to be alive, and that's enough. I'm very happy. Okay. So now gently bring your awareness back into your ordinary awareness. You're back listening to the video or listening on the audio. And now you're back into your normal awareness and you're moving your body a little bit and we're back. So fear and reality or purity, pure world, pure mind, pure self, happiness, peace. Can a world run on that? I'll let you answer that question. And I'll leave it there. So remember, our slogan is heal, empower, and serve. And until next time, take care.